this morning I've received the new standard operating procedures that the HSE has issued across the county for the out-of-hours doctor services, as we know as NowDoc. And basically what these two operating procedures do is that for anybody who calls in an emergency call from a member of the public, NowDoc, the doctor will now not go out to the scene, will either not call to the house or not call to the accident where the issue is life-threatening. Instead, it will be just referred on to the National Ambulance Service, and NowDoc will have completed their work from their point of view in that regard. The only time that a NowDoc doctor will call to the scene is when the National Ambulance Service requests them specifically, and only when the ambulance is on site. So this is a major change for people who are literally dying, where they have life-threatening conditions, and the doctor now will not be deployed to the scene of the accident, even in cases where the ambulance may be quite a far distance away or quite be a lengthy time before they're able to respond.
It seems at the very least ironic that we're putting further pressure and further work on the ambulance service at a time when the national debate is about the fact that they're under severe pressure and are experiencing severe delays already.
I think this new standard operating procedure, it just is, in my view, is a scandal. I've tried to be in contact with the HSE this morning to speak to somebody. I'm sure they'll return my calls, and we have a meeting with them on Friday, that this now will be an issue that will top the agenda. The idea here, remember, for an out-of-hours doctor service is to take pressures off GP, that there will only be one person in each area on call at a time. But there's no more need, in my view, for that medical assistance when somebody is in a life-threatening condition. And we've had the incidences, as you see, in terms of National Ambulance Service, where ambulance haven't been able to respond in some circumstances for quite a lengthy period of time. And even in cases where the out-of-hours doctor's clinic could be a mile down the road, that doctor will not be able to call out to a life-threatening emergency because of this new procedure, and can only call now when the ambulance is on site. This makes no sense. In my view, if this isn't amended, people will die as a result of it. And that is not a scaremongering. This is, as it says in the standard operating procedure, life-threatening conditions. This isn't for somebody with a cough or a flu. It's somebody where a nurse has determined that this is a life-threatening condition, yet the doctor will not be deployed to that scene until an ambulance first arrives on the site. And it needs to be changed. I think this will cause huge alarm to people right across Donegal, and particularly people who've lost loved ones, where the doctors have been on scene and have assisted. My own family is one of those where the doctor was the first to be on call and did everything in his power at the time to save my father's life. But anybody who's been in that circumstances, to think that that doctor out of hours now will not be on call, not be available to them, will be an issue.